Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us by two of our listeners, Grayson and Edwin. Hey guys! They had such an amazing, super cool idea, which I'm super excited to share about with you guys. And they submitted an Apple Podcast review, and then they also sent me a message on our Instagram page, which is Kids Short Stories. So if you have an idea for a story, head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or leave a review on our Apple Podcast, and make sure you subscribe. You guys ready for the story? Me too. Let's go. One day, Grayson and Edwin woke up one morning. It was a beautiful morning outside, and they were really excited to play and do something fun. And as they were rolling out of bed, they noticed something. "Oh my gosh," Grayson said, there's something under my pillow." There was like a note, a letter that had been written. It said, "I know where you live, and I am going to get you." "Wah-ah-ah-ah," signed, "The Evil Wizard." Grayson couldn't believe it. "Oh my gosh, you should have seen Edwin's face. His mouth was like this." You see, Grayson and Edwin, they were super kids. Do you know what a super kid is? Oh my gosh. They are super fast, super smart, and some of them even have special powers. And Grayson and Edwin, they had a superpower. That was really cool. Can I tell you about it? But you have to promise, keep it a secret. It's just between super kids. We can't spread everyone's power. Okay. They had a pretty cool superpower. Do you know where your pinky finger is? Yeah, it's your smallest finger on your hand. And their superpower was, they could shoot a lightning bolt out of their pinky finger. Yeah, I know. Awesome. And as a super kid, they always were fighting bad guys. And so this was not a big surprise to them that this evil wizard, Doctor, oh my gosh, do you want to know his name? Yeah, Dr. Stinky Breath. Oh, Dr. Stinky Breath. He was a very evil wizard. And his plans were always to take away everyone's toothbrushes. Oh, terrible. You guys know it's good to brush your teeth, right? Yeah, it's really important. And it helps your breath not smell. But Dr. Stinky Breath, he wants the whole world to have stinky breath just like him. Oh, gross, I know. And you see, Grayson and Edwin, they are the super kids. And it's their job to take care of this problem. So do you know what they should do? They should probably go hunt him down and get him with their lightning bolt pinky finger. Do you know how to shoot a lightning bolt out of your pinky finger? All right, point your pinky finger up. And then say, "Lightning bolt, fly!" And out flies the lightning bolt. All right, so Grayson and Edwin, they put on their shoes and their jackets and they went outside to look for clues. They didn't know where to start. All they had with that was that note. But wait a second, that note, that paper, that looks familiar. Oh my gosh, that paper was from our art closet. In our art closet, we have lots of papers and crayons and all our cool stuff that we do art projects with. And the paper that he used for the note definitely came from there. Let's go there next. So Grayson and Edwin both ran over to the art closet. They looked around everywhere for a clue. Oh, wait a second. What is that? They walked over and underneath a box. It was like a branch. What? Like a branch from outside. That's very strange. That definitely doesn't go in here. Oh, wait a second, Edwin said. I know that branch. That's from one of our trees in the backyard. It's the only tree we have like that. Do you guys know what an evergreen tree is? Yeah, it's the kind of tree that stays green all year long. And some of them have pine needles, and depending on where you live, some of them look different. But where Grayson and Edwin lived, they had pine needle trees that were evergreen. And this branch came from this one tree in their backyard that had longer ones, longer needles. And so they knew exactly where to go. That must be where the evil Dr. Stinky Breath, maybe he walked through that tree or something. And so they went outside and went over to that tree. They started looking around and, oh my gosh, one of the big branches looked like it had something crashed on it. And the branch was broken right off. Whoa. Do you think, Edwin said, do you think that the Dr. Stinky Breath, the evil wizard, do you think he crashed on our tree somehow? How did that happen? Oh, that's right, Grayson said. I forgot. Dr. Stinky Breath, he has a jetpack that can fly. Oh, it's terrible. He can fly everywhere super fast. Oh, guys. Oh, man. This is getting serious. These super kids, they gotta be ready for everything. So Grayson and Edwin started looking for more clues, and pretty soon, they saw footprints. Should we follow the footprints? Grayson said. Absolutely, Edwin said. Let's do it. So they followed the footprints deeper and deeper into the forest. And pretty soon, whoa, there is the jetpack. They couldn't believe it. That is the real Dr. Stinky Breath's jetpack. He must have been flying around, spying on us, and then it crashed into our tree. And then the branch got stuck on him when he came into our house to write a note. Oh my gosh. And then he walked over here, put the jetpack down. Yep, that's exactly what happened. All right, so let's hide. Maybe he'll come on out and we can catch him by surprise and zap him with a lightning bolt. What's that sound? Grayson, do you hear that? Edwin said. Oh my gosh, guys. That is the sound of the Dr. Stinky Breath. He's getting close. He likes to whistle, and he's walking closer and closer to his jetpack. The two super kids, they were worried. What do we do? What do we do? Grayson and Edwin were both very brave, and they knew exactly what they should do. They pointed out their pointy pinky fingers. Are you ready? Everyone, point your pinky finger out with me and say, lightning bolt fly, on the count of three. One, two, three. Lightning bolt fly! Crash!
What in the world is that?
Dr. Stinky Breath got zapped right in the booty.
Oh!
And off he ran. Yes! We did it. We taught him a lesson. Grayson and Edwin, now they know that Dr. Stinky Breath is in town. Even though he might be back, they did tell him who's boss. And he's getting out of here. So next time, he's going to have to think twice about messing with Grayson and Edwin, the super kids. The end.